Locked, cocked, and ready to rock on a Monday. Good to have you here. It is the 17th of December. Faster and faster and faster the stories come, it seems to me. It really is a news circus, a three-ring circus, and sometimes you need four, five, and six. It's all about the wall or a government shutdown this week, or at least in part it will be. Obamacare smashed by a Texas judge. The Paris collapse continues with fire and fighting in the streets. Betsy DeVos cancels millions in student loan debt. The mule is hitting it big at the box office. I met a 90-year-old Uber driver over the weekend. We'll talk about all of that. But first, I'm going to start with Trump at any cost. Today's opening act from the news circus is Trump at any cost. Because that's really what it is. It's not about $5 billion for a wall to enhance our border security, to underline our sovereignty. It's not about that at all, because $5 billion in the American economy, in our budget, in our federal budget, is almost nothing. It's minuscule, to say the least. It's almost nothing. So it's not about the $5 billion. That's a rounding error at the Department of Defense. So if it's not about the $5 billion, Chuck, Nancy, what's it really about? Because we know that the majority of Americans believe we should have border security. The majority of Americans believe we should have a border wall. The majority of Americans believe that immigrants should come here legally, not illegally. The majority of Americans do not believe in sanctuary cities, in sanctuary states, in sanctuary behavior at all. We believe in following the rules, following the law. We believe in immigration as a whole, and we believe in immigration as a whole should be done legally and properly and follow the procedure. There's a process. There's a process by which you come into the country. It's a legal process. You fill out forms. You tell them who you are. You go through a background check, sometimes a health check and a screening. That's how it works. But none of that matters, because that's not what this is about. This is about finding ways to oppose Donald Trump and make him look bad. This is an excuse to call him a racist. This is an excuse to call him a misogynist. This is an excuse to call him xenophobic. That's what this is. It's a way for CNN and MSNBC and all the rest and all the like to go after Donald Trump 24 hours a day, which is what they do exactly. And that's what they will continue to do, I guarantee it. I mean, look at the headlines. Look at the headlines. Prosecutors probing Trump's inauguration spending. Prosecutors looking at his work with Deutsche Bank in Germany. Prosecutors looking at how he handled things at Mar-a-Lago and other golf resorts. See, you see, the special prosecutor's team, Bob Mueller's team, isn't looking at whether or not Donald Trump fraternized with Russians, because that's not what this is about. It's about finding anything. Bob Mueller's team is looking at everything. It is Trump at all cost. And if you don't realize that by now, you haven't been paying attention. It is Trump at all cost. Everything is under the microscope. And here's a guy who's a billionaire, a developer in New York City, who has had scores of deals over decades. And so they're going to rip everything open. Take a 13-bottom plow and turn it all over. Expose all the dirt. And look at everything possible to find something that he's done wrong. Something criminal. Same thing they did to Manafort. We'll find some way that he didn't pay his bill properly. They'll find some way that he didn't pay his taxes properly. They'll find some way that he didn't make an exchange properly or he did something wrong. It doesn't matter, as long as they find something that they can deem as illegal. I give you an example. Michael Flynn, who, by the way, his guilty plea could be thrown out, some believe. He's supposed to be sentenced tomorrow. We'll see if that happens now that we know about the FBI misconduct in his case and convincing him to sit down for just a little chat among friends. No, you don't need an attorney. Gosh, Michael, if you bring an attorney, we'll have to get the Department of Justice. You don't need to do that. Then convince him to say things that they could somehow twist into a pretzel and make it into a lie about something that didn't even matter, but that, well, I digress. The real prize here continues to be, as it always has been, getting Donald Trump discredited, getting him thrown out of the White House. He doesn't fit the narrative. He is disrupting the way things are supposed to be. And the way things are supposed to be, for those on the inside, those that run the program, everybody continues on. Everybody makes tons of money. the consultants and the companies and the contributors and the donations come and the programs set up. And is it really about the politicians? Somewhat, but not exactly. It's about how the machine works internally. And whether or not you believe in the deep state per se, it is there in the form of bureaucrats and consultants and lobbyists. And it's all there. And Trump disrupts all of that. You see, Trump creates a problem with all of that. He doesn't play along properly. He doesn't understand how the game is played. He's an idiot. He's just an idiot. He has no business being here. He's a buffoon. He doesn't know how we run things around here. How dare him come stumbling in and start making remarks? How dare him tell us how to do things? How dare him tell people that we're doing things wrong or we're doing things not the way we should or we're doing things not in the interest of the American people? How dare him say things like that? It will not stand. And so, therefore, he is the target. And they don't much care what they get him on. If it's fraternizing with Russia, if it's Russia collusion, if they could find such a thing, great. If it's something to do with Deutsche Bank, great. Something to do with campaign finance, great. Doesn't matter as long as there's something to hang their hat on. Something that they can say, this is a crime, or it should be. Something that will convince enough Democrats that the only way to go is impeachment. That's really the goal here. That's the only goal here, in fact, from the day that Donald Trump was elected president, November the 8th, 2016. The only goal since that day is to discredit, destroy, and remove. It began almost immediately with insurance policies and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all the players behind the scenes at the FBI, and we now know that James Comey is dirty as the day is long in the way he conducted himself. He's a media whore. And that's as polite a term as I can find for him. That's what James Comey is. He's not liked by Republicans or Democrats. Oh, he's just he's the tallest Boy Scout. No. No, he's not. James Comey is a touch on the sleazy side. He's certainly self-important and narcissistic. We got that figured out, don't we? But watch as this week plays out. They will have you believe that somehow a government shutdown is going to be devastating to you and the public. And do you even remember the last shutdown or the one before that or the one before that? Do you remember any effect that it had on you? Unless you're a government employee, what impact did it have on you as an American citizen? Change much? I'd sure love to hear from you. If it did, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. If it had an impact on you, let me know. I'd find that fascinating. But the opening act today is Trump at any cost. That'll be the opening act all week. Trust me. The Steve Gruber Show.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of... Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do.